now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. And I'm looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Not looking for any business advertising, licensed or renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those, but you just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. It is 914. I have wide open lines again, 918-336-1400. And the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And seeing no calls, I'll be right back.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Oklahoma Army National Guard. Aired by the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm still looking for that rotor tiller, three-point rotor tiller.
Okay.
Fits on behind a tractor.
Okay.
And my number's 918-545-2631.
All right, looking for a rototiller, a three-point rototiller that fits behind a plow. 918-545-2631 is the phone number to call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You too. Take care now. All right, we appreciate that phone call. Keep them coming in. 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And again, that number, 918-336-1400. And our time now is 9:17. With that, I'll be right back.
Howdy, y'all. This is Clay Cooper from the Clay Cooper Theater in Branson, Missouri. And I'd like to invite you to come see us and our all-new show. We have 24 incredible entertainers. Dancing, comedy, live band, old country, new country, rock and roll, gospel, patriotic, and some new faces as well. There's something for everyone. Clay Cooper's Country Express at the Clay Cooper Theater in Branson. For tickets, call 417-332-2529.
Welcome to Freddy's. How's it going, bud?
My parents said we're going plant-based. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good. Every once in a while, a kid needs a treat. A dirt and worm sundae, please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back. For a limited time, try Freddy's Peanut Butter Fudge Crunch Concrete.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, located at 2013 Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. Freddy's in Bartlesville is open for carryout and drive-through.
We had so much fun with Shut-In Songbox. Round six.
Yes.
How old are you, Cody?
6 and a half.
You're 6 and a half. When will you be 7?
Not very long.
What songs did you have to make the tea?
Inspector Gadget, Matt, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Transformers song, Looney Tunes, and Bonanza.
With three great winners.
Yeah.
You won a canvas flag with a Bartlesville, Oklahoma printed on it from the Native Screen Prints.
More and more people are discovering Shut-In Songbox.
I'm just here with my sister, but we got the cards with our other friends.
Our son visiting from Oklahoma City, our other son visiting from Utah, our son that lives here in town, and his wife. So we had a group of about 8 people playing it. This is our second time to play. Our friends introduced us to it last week, so we'll be back again.
Did you have fun, and will you play again?
Yes.
And that is tonight. And hopefully you'll call in email in for your bingo cards, so you'll have a lot of fun. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a check of our weather.
A storm system arrives with a chance for a couple of passing showers through the day. We could have a thunderstorm this afternoon, and then tonight a strong cold front around the midnight hour. This could be anywhere between 10, 11, and maybe right after midnight. A strong cold front, a chance for showers and storms, but those would quickly move south. Severe weather threats should stay south of our immediate area. Then tomorrow morning, we'll start with breezy winds out of the north, a low of 50, a high tomorrow of 64. Saturday morning, 36, and then sunshine, high of 66 Saturday afternoon. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. 59 degrees out right now at 920. And hey, you're listening to Consumer Calls, a call-in show about items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We do not take any business advertising, licensed running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. And this gentleman called in looking for a three-point rototiller that pulls behind a tractor. If you have one, please call 918-545-2631. And seeing no phone calls, it is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report. And right after that, we'll do our doggone report. I'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes with more of Consumer Calls.
Still fretting. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. The weekly report on U.S. crude inventories from the Energy Information Administration out Thursday wasn't enough to cheer those worried about fast-filling storage space. The rise in crude supplies in the latest reporting week was smaller than expected, thanks in part to the Energy Department continuing to buy oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve at an ever-increasing pace, and also because U.S. operators are cutting back on production. The weekly report showing production down 200,000 barrels a day in the latest reporting week. But the fact remains that the supply rise was the 15th straight weekly increase, and the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, saw about a 2 million barrel rise. Analysts are predicting that at present rates, Cushing could be full in 2 months or so. The EIA weekly report showed a sharp rise also in diesel and other distillate inventories. Yesterday also saw a report from Automatic Data Processing saying private sector firms in the U.S. saw 20.2 million jobs go away in April because of the pandemic-caused shutdowns, to close at $23.99 a barrel. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas took a big jump to over the $2 level on Tuesday, so tumbled on Wednesday, off almost 9% to $1.94 a million BTUs. When it comes to energy, the impact of the shutdown caused by the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't play favorites. Alternative energy is also taking it on the chin, with wind turbine firms announcing operating losses for the first quarter and some solar companies saying they may not survive because of a drop in energy demand. Oklahoma ranks third in commercial wind energy. And that's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know with all the lifestyle changes that Americans are facing right now, the beef industry is responding with some adjustments to the information they're giving consumers.
We have adjusted our marketing programs quickly to reflect a consumer and supply system that is rapidly changing, it seems, day to day. But a couple of key steps we have taken include reallocating promotional dollars from sports marketing efforts to YouTube and Google search advertising to focus in on beef's healthfulness. We want to remind people about how healthy beef is and to share recipe and cooking tips with Oklahoma consumers. While the supply issues have been considerable, we're also working through our social media to reassure consumers that our beef farmers and ranchers are continuing to raise beef for their dinner table, that ag doesn't stop.
And you can go to oklabeef.org to see how the beef industry is helping consumers plan healthy meals that include beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
On our doggone report, we have Jake, a lost male black with a little tan. He is a teacup chihuahua. He's not wearing his collar. Lost in the area of Adams and Madison intersection. If you find him, please call Debbie at 918-766-1075. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab. It'll drop down. Then you can click on the doggone link. It'll open up, and you can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the submit tab. It'll open up, and there's a form you fill out to answer questions. And you can submit your information. You can even upload a picture and just enter it once. We'll get to it as quick as we can, as it does not automatically go to the website. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office, 918-336-1001, and leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can and get it uploaded to the website and to the report. Anyway, that is our doggone report for this Thursday.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. I have wide open lines, and I am here till 9:30. It is only 9:26, and the telephone number here, 918-336-1400, and the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away, a call-in show. And no business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns, ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. However, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30. And again, wide open lines, call-in show, Consumer Calls, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Our phone number, 918-336-1400. And like we've had in the past couple of days, and also today, that three-point rototiller he is looking for, and it pulls behind a tractor, 918-545-2631. And I'll say, good morning, caller. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I was looking for a riding lawnmower. I'm not using it. And my number is 918-327-1895.
All right. Looking for a riding lawnmower. And 918-327-1895 is the phone number to call. All right, we appreciate that. You're so very welcome. Bye-bye now. You have a good day, too, sir. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hello. I've got a tailgater, dish tailgater for sale.
Okay.
It's one of those remote deals that you can take with your, wherever you go, and it picks up your satellite at home for $150.
Okay.
My phone number is 918-914-2251.
Okay, it's a tailgater for sale with a remote for $150. 918-914-2251. That is the phone number to call.
That's right.
We appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, we appreciate those phone calls. And you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. However, I am out of time to take any more calls, but, you know, I'll be back in tomorrow to take your calls. Same time, same station. And that's K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. And our time, 9:10 till 9:30. Right now, it is almost 9:29. With that, have a beautiful day. Stay well, be safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls.
A special National Day of Prayer focused on the